See all of you here this morning. This is a beautiful day, and as a church, we first of all want to express condolences again to Curtis, and we welcome all of Curtis's family and friends that are here this morning. We also want to express condolences to Don Adams and the loss of his mother, and as you look on the program for this morning, we will have to skip over Sarah Alice. And as we come to that part, just breathe a prayer for her as she's with Don in the hospital. I think Don is making some progress, but he didn't get in this shape overnight, and the doctor told him he wouldn't get over it immediately. So we want to remember him in prayer today. If you look behind me, you'll see on the cross that it's draped with purple to remind us that we're in the Lenten season. Basically, that means that Easter is coming. Do you remember the sermon? It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And what that really means to all of you who have been to the graveside recently is that in our lives, it's Friday sometimes, isn't it? But Resurrection Day is coming. And whenever you see that purple drapery on the cross, remember Resurrection Day is coming. It's not all over. We've got something to look forward to. And so that reminds us that Easter is really just around the corner. We'll celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. He calls us to worship this morning by reminding us in Psalm 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And that is a direction to His people. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. And so we'll do quite a bit of that today. As we dedicate our new piano, remember the piano does not take your place. God wants you to make the joyful noise, but hopefully the piano keeps us on pitch so the noise is just a little bit better synchronized. And so we are celebrating and dedicating our new baby grand this morning. Now, what will happen, at least in theory, is that we'll have all the pianists, past, present, coming up to the piano and leading us in a hymn, and we'll do that really without a lot of introduction in between numbers. And so let's just begin our singing this morning as Mita comes. You could be turning in your hymnal to hymn number 425. Hymn number 425 as Mita comes to accompany us. shall close in death when I soar to worlds unknown. See beyond my bedroom throne, rock of ages, grant for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Remain standing, let's turn to page 529. And while we're making this transition, Father, we ask you to be with Don and Sarah Alice right there in room 230. We pray that they'll feel your presence and our love in Jesus' name.
Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for such a beautiful day today. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the feelings that maybe spring is around the corner. I'd like to also say thank you for Bobby Chandler. Thank you for her last offertory allowed us to have this piano today so we may be able to dedicate it. Thank you for the musicians today that have already gone and the ones that will go that will share their musical talents and share in today's dedication. Thank you for all the people of this church. Thank you for their talents that allow them to go out to the world, make their money, and then allow them to bring that money back to this church so maybe one day we'll be able to use it to further your kingdom. Please continue to bless this church, bless the families in it, and thank you once again for Bobby Chandler as we go for our day ahead. Amen.
Thank you.
thank you for the offering. And now let's turn to page 252. Bev and I wanted to tell you about our first pastorate, and we certainly didn't have a Steinway. I took a Ryder truck to Winfield, Kansas, and hauled an old piano back to to our congregation and brought a piano tuner in. He told me that it wouldn't hold tune and advised me to buy a tuning wrench. And so periodically I would go in and sort of do a little tuning on my own to keep it in pitch. In most cases, it's the weather, and more particularly, it's the humidity that causes wood to swell. And as the wood swells or contracts with the weather, it plays all kinds of games with the strings. And so I'm reminded this morning, I'm really not talking to you about pianos, I'm talking to you about people. And I'm reminded in the old hymn, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." But it starts out with this petition, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace." You realize that because of Adam's fall, we're all out of tune. And even after we are saved, when we repent and trust Christ, the Holy Spirit, of course, puts a new song in our heart. And it is a song of praise. But even after that, the circumstances of life can sometimes knock us out of tune. It may be conflict or stress. It may be illness or financial circumstances. But sometimes we can become sharp or flat. As a pastor, I find that stress has caused some people to go sharp, and they become critical of everyone and everything. Other people go about as flat as a Coke that lost its fizz. And they seem to lose interest in church and the things of God. Some people teach once in tune, always in tune. But from time to time, I think we all need a little spiritual adjustment, don't we? And there's two ways you can tune an instrument. One way is the way that I'm not recommending. You can tune an instrument to itself. That's what I would do with that old piano. I wouldn't recommend this. Now, any of you who play a stringed instrument, perhaps a guitar, you know that you can just assume that one note is your starting point, and if you'll fret it on the fifth fret, this will work on a guitar for every string except one, you can tune the guitar to itself. And so you may come in to church or to a jam session, and you may be in tune with yourself, but soon discover that you're out of tune with everybody else. You may be a half a step to two steps off from everyone else. That explains why some people always have to start their own church. Just a little understanding there in ecclesiology. Some people are in tune with themselves, but they are the self-designated standard pitch. And so long as they're playing by themselves, they sound all right. But when you put them in a band or an orchestra, invariably they're going to be out with everything else. And of course, they insist everyone else is off and must tune to their pitch. The truth is that we all must tune to an absolute standard. Before the days of electronic tuners, we generally tuned to the piano, and in some cases the piano was off, and so we were in trouble. But in these days of electronic tuners, it is possible to tune to concert pitch. A concert pitch is A, the note A, designated as 440 vibrations per second. That's an absolute standard. And it really doesn't matter whether you think you're right, or whether you think everyone else is off, we all have to keep tune to the standard pitch. Many years ago, a sheep herder in Wyoming enjoyed playing the fiddle, but he had lost that A pitch on his instrument. And if any of you try to play an instrument and you try to mess with it and you try to tune, before long, you can lose your ear. Your instrument can just be hopelessly out of tune. And you've lost your standard. You have nothing by which to tune it. And so this old fiddler wrote NBC Radio, and he explained to them years ago that he had to use his radio very sparingly in order to make the batteries last. But he asked if they could sound an A pitch over the airways prior to the start of their weekly program presented by the NBC Symphonic Orchestra. Well, several weeks passed, and on one particular week, the announcer came on at the close of the radio performance and read the letter. And then the whole vast NBC network sounded, for the benefit of one lone fiddler out in Wyoming, the A standard pitch so that he could get his fiddle back in tune. You realize, of course, that if he got the one note, that he could tune the other three notes off of that one note. Now, I'm not a conductor. I'm a pastor. And I'm not here to talk about pianos. I'm here to talk about people. But the principle is still the same. Every week, I have to sound the standard. Every week, I need to hit the note. And if you're sharp, you need to come down. If you're flat, you need to come up. That's what we do every week when we come to church. Of course, you know what the standard is. The standard is God's Word. God's Word is our final standard for faith and practice. And so every week, we bang out the note. And we say, if you're not on pitch, make the necessary adjustment. And you realize that that explains why we need to come to church every week, don't we? Because we've been exposed to all kinds of things over the last week, haven't we? And some of us find it difficult to hold pitch all week long. But every so often, we need to bring our fiddle back to church and tune it back up. We need to conform to the standard pitch, and then we can all sing His grace together. Now, at this point, I'm asking Pastor Adams to come and pray the dedicatory prayer for our new instrument.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, You are the one that inhabits the eternity whose name is holy. We worship You and praise You for Your promise to meet where two or three are gathered in Your name. The psalmist has taught us that we are to praise You with stringed instruments. We therefore solemnly dedicate this new piano to You for Your glory. May it be a set apart from all unhallowed or common uses, and may it be used for worshiping and praising You. Thank You for putting it into the hearts of all the donors who made this occasion possible. May You be pleased to bless those who play the piano, and may those who hear it played be blessed. May Your name be exalted and praised by the music which shall sound forth from this instrument. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. It's my privilege now to introduce to you Dr. Dwayne White. Now, to explain, actually we had to pull some strings to get him here, pun intended. The strings we pulled is that he is married to Miss Ramona, who is the sister to Phyllis. And so we couldn't get a man of his class to come otherwise, but we're glad that he's here to give us a mini concert at this time and show us how good a piano can sound, but more than that, to lead us in worship. God bless you. Thank you all for being here today. Let's stand for the benediction. Father, may your song ring in our heart all this week. And even when it's cold and cloudy and rainy and even snowy, may we feel the warmth of your love and may we have your joy in our hearts. Teach us the discipline of praising you, even when we don't feel like it. For you said that we're to rejoice evermore, to pray without ceasing, and in everything to give thanks. Keep us in tune with you, and then we'll be in tune with each other. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.